Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Friday. It's KHON To Go.
With KHON 2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:53 on this fantastic Aloha Friday, our wet and wild West Oahu cam. Clearing out the clouds a bit. A nice look as we go over looking at Honolulu and a little bit breezy camera. A little bit of a bounce this morning. Still the same weather as we go through. A closer look here with the Zephyr cam. Partly cloudy over Honolulu. Was cloudy, like mostly cloudy earlier. All right, so the National Hurricane Center's on board with this thing. We'll put something out within 7 days. You know, I've been talking about this for the last couple of days. It's actually amazing that we can see these things this far away because it's not supposed to get in our area until like August 10th. But it's going to go over Nicaragua and then form in this orange area, 60% chance to do that. We still have the cooler waters in between us and where these tropical cyclones form. That's good news, although that 80-degree line is moving a little bit to the north every day. So we'll take a look at this. This is the future radar. Here's what I'm talking about. Not only this one, and this one actually kind of looks like maybe a little bit farther south, but it looks like the track that Calvin took. There's one, and then it looks like another one behind it. They haven't acknowledged that one yet. They won't until it gets within those 7 days. And then this one, the second one, looks like it tracks to the north and then pulls to the west. They both eventually, with the model data now, come toward us. And then there's another one behind that. So we might be getting there where things are going to start heating up literally with the tropical cyclones. We'll keep you updated. Just give me a heads up. It's a good 10 days away, 10 to 12. 89 was our high yesterday. Similar numbers expected today. Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, the east northeast. We got a 30 gust, Honolulu 37, Kahului yesterday. So still breezy out there. Well, the winds will go down a little bit Saturday and Sunday, then back up, I think, on Monday. A couple of windward showers for Oahu this morning, even some leeward. Not much with the surf, 3 to 5 on the east shore. It's choppy. Because of the trade winds, 2 to 4 on the south shore. No significant swells are expected through the weekend. And UV index 12.2. That's crazy. Make sure you take care of your skin. 89 degrees, partly cloudy skies to mostly sunny skies. Looking good out there with those breezy east-northeast trades. Your weekend is still looking just about exactly what it was last week. Like I said, I just took down the gusts a little bit. That's the only thing change I made coming into today. It still looks fantastic all the way through this weekend. And through the work week next week, and your plus two, looking good into the weekend next weekend as well. All right, that's your weather forecast. Let's get that surf update with Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, happy Aloha Friday, Chevy. Well, it's 1 to 3 out there at Makapu'u Sandy Beach. Choppy, as you said. And we got this little south swell comboing up at Sandy Beach. It is messy, though, because of those onshore trades. We've got diameted 1 to 2, occasional 3, and that's a wind swell as well. And, again, kind of junky. But on the town side, it's 1 to 2, and there's some plus sets at Bowles, Ala Moana, Kiwalos, Kaisers. The shallow channel reefs are seeing some shoulder-high waves. We'll take it. Makaha's flat to 1.5 feet, and the North Shore's flat to 1 on trade wind wrap. And those trades, boy, they're sticking around. In fact, by Tuesday, they're back up 15 to 30. And there's some nice south swell coming from the Tasman Sea in early August. Well, the low tide was a minus flow at 5:30 a.m., huge high tide at 1:30 p.m., sunset 7:12, the weekend sunrise at 6:03.
New this morning, investigators are looking into the cause of a late-night fire in Kaka'ako. It happened just before midnight at the Kewalo Basin Waterfront Park. HFD says when firefighters arrived, they found a 40-foot storage container near the canoe pavilion on fire. It was extinguished in just under half an hour. No injuries were reported. Damage estimates are pending. Closing arguments are expected today in the murder trial of Haley Danderan. Under cross-examination by the prosecutor, Danderan is accused of killing Thelma Boinville and tying up her 8-year-old daughter. She testified earlier that her then-boyfriend Stephen Brown had committed the crimes, and she was afraid he would kill her if she didn't go along. Brown was convicted of murder and kidnapping in a separate trial. Under cross-examination yesterday, the prosecutor questioned why she didn't leave, knowing that the situation was escalating into violence.
You chose to stay even though you knew that Brown had knives. You knew that, right?
Yes.
You chose to stay even though you knew Brown had the machete.
Yes.
Brown didn't make you stay. You chose to stay, right?
Yes.
The prosecutor pointed out that Dandurand had several opportunities to leave the house, but she never did. Murder suspect Eric Thompson also testified in his own defense, saying he was upset when his wife told him about her affair with John Tokuhara. But Thompson says he never wanted to take anything out on him. According to Thompson, his wife had been getting fertilization treatments from Tokuhara because they were trying to have a baby. He testified that he was partly to blame for the problems in their marriage, and said that he thought about confronting Tokuhara when he first found out, but decided against it.
I don't think I could have said anything to make things better, and I don't think I could get him to say sorry or feel bad. I mean, what's the point, you know? I came to the realization that, you know, the problem was with me and Joyce. It wasn't, I mean, she cut him off, and he was a non-factor after that.
As for the white truck being at the scene, Thompson testified that it wasn't his. The prosecutor will cross-examine Thompson today. We'll be there. We'll let you know what happens. Makakilo residents have waited for years for a road connecting Makakilo Drive to the H1. But why and what will it take? Those in favor of the city constructing the Makakilo Bypass Road claim it's a matter of safety. But the city said the reason it isn't happening boils down to funding. Officials estimating the cost to extend the road at $200 million.
The single access for the 20,000 people here in Makakilo is both a congestion management and a safety issue.
One option is we could build a 0.7-mile bridge and take it down that way. Another option would be that we could fill in the gulch. Both of them are exceptionally expensive.
In addition to funding and support from the state, the project would also need a new environmental assessment and completed designs in order to move forward. Honolulu police have opened an assault investigation after they say a man was stabbed in Iwile following an argument with the suspect. It happened at about 11:30 a.m. yesterday on Kuwili Street. Police say the victim went to the Punawai rest stop to report the incident. He was taken to the hospital in serious condition. No arrests have been made. Hawaiian Electric is launching a new pilot program aimed at reducing bills and cutting greenhouse gas emissions. The Shift and Save Rate pilot program will enroll about 15,000 residential and 1,700 business customers on Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island who were selected at random. The purpose is to encourage customers to shift electricity use from the evening and overnight period when energy is generated by expensive fossil fuels to the daytime when solar energy is abundant and less expensive. Rates will also be lower for those who shift.
By making just a few changes to when you use electricity, running a clothes dryer only during the daytime, for example, you could maybe save $4 or $5 a month or more.
Customers who were randomly selected will be notified by mail beginning next week. They can choose not to participate. Those who do participate, though, will be protected from an unanticipated increase in their bills for the first 6 months. The program begins October 1st. The Hawaii Convention Center will come alive next month with magical heroes and villains. Comic-Con Honolulu returns with a star-studded guest lineup. In addition to tabletop and video games and the chance to meet your favorite artists and actors, Comic-Con will also welcome Wil Wheaton. He's best known for portraying Wesley Crusher on Star Trek: The Next Generation. The convention takes place August 4th through the 6th.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here Monday at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.